Aye. This year will be a little bit on Lefneiva. This is the last year on Lefneiva. Very important topic. Mor says, Mishin is kavan lecha basa chazer basa be other basa. That's the shir. The Mor says in Kedushin that the Alpha and Beis Isha Haferem Hashem Yislachla. The husband will be married for him and a bunch will forgive him. Mech kosev adabah. What's the pasuk talking about? What's Hashem Yisachla? If married for him, what's Hashem Yisachla? Mech kosev adabah. The Isha Shenadu Benazah. A woman was Nadu Benazah. Shema Baila. And her husband heard she was over Hefela. And he heard that she made such a neda. And it was Mata. V'hila Yada. And she didn't know the husband was Mefela. V'haisa Shaisa Yayin. And she thought she's over. Because she didn't hear the husband was made for her neder. And she started drinking wine with Tamil Mason. So then is Vashem Yisachla. Needs a kapara. Rav Kiva gave a mother life, Sukkah. When Rav Kiva used to come to his pasuk, have a bacha, he started crying. Amma, Mami Shechavim, Mishchavim, Lecha Basa Chaza. Basa Biyada, Basa Tla. Someone whose intention is to have basa chazer, and by mistake he thinks he's eating pork, and it's glad kosher meat. Basa biyad basa tzla amatayra sicha kapar v'slicha. You need kapar v'slicha. So mish neskan lecha basa chazer. And someone really eats basa chazer. All of yada is chazer. He intends to basa chazer, and he eats basa chazer. Alachas kama kama. You need a kapar. Yaitse b'dava. And once says again, and you find it something else, or someplace else like this also. Atalema, Vayada, Vashem, Lai, Venasa, Vaynai. Kishahim, Kiva, Magir, Pasik Zer, and Kiva came to this Pasik, Haybecha, Amam, Iskam, Lecha, Pasik Shuman. When he wanted to eat Pasik Shuman, Val, Vayada, Chalev, he wanted to eat kosher meat, and by mistake he ate Chalev, Amar, Tayar, Vayada, Vashem, Nasa, Vaynai. So Mishnah, Iskam, Lecha, Chalev, someone has intention to have chaylev, and he's chaylev, certainly he needs a kapara. We see from this Gemara that someone has intention to do an Aveira, even the prior he didn't do an Aveira, still you need, the Torah still tells you need a slicha kapara. This cloud is negeya all four parts of Shulchan Aruch. We'll give examples. The Mechaber in our Chaim Kufnun Vav. Mechaber brings down Mishabur and Sivkan Dalot, brings down Kama Mitzvahs Tadiris. There are many mitzvahs that a person, that Negeya every day. Essay the life essay, that's mutal on a person to do. And to be careful all times. It's not put down Shulchan Aruch. So the Moga Avram brings down a concept in number many things. The first, a long simon in Archaim, and he brings over there, and the Magavram brings on common things from the Rambam, other Shainim, that's not put on Shulchan Aruch, the person has to keep. One of them is, he brings down that talking Lashon Hara. If someone's Meragah B'chaveray, Ayva B'laisesa. Someone talks Lashon Hara about someone else, he's Ayva B'laisesa. Shinema B'aseh Rachel B'amecha. That's not mentioned Shulchan Aruch. And the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Sefer in Hilchos Lashon Hara, there's a whole Sefer Chavetz Chaim on Halachas Lashon Hara. So one Halachas Chavetz Chaim says in the Sefer Lashon Hara in Klal Dalet Sifyut Aleph, he says, if someone that negates Shidduchim, if someone comes and asks you on a Shidduch, I want to know about this and this girl, this and this boy, I want you to tell me something about him. Or another case Chavetz Chaim has, I'm looking for an employee. And he wants to know about this person. Is he a good worker? Why was he fired? You know, it speaks to his past employers. You want to know more about the person. Or you want to take him as a partner. You know, you want to know the character of the person. Is he a person to be shittuv with? If the person he can't be shittuv with, he's a hard person to deal with, you don't want to take him as shittuv with. So you want to know the character of the person. So you're allowed to, the din is, you're allowed to check on him. Even, it might come to say Lashon Hara, since he should come, since it's to protect himself, he should come with a hezek, or should be not to come to a machlokes, or should be a proper shidduch and so on. So you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. But there's no issue to say Lashon Hara. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, but you have to tell the person who you ask information about that I'm asking you for a shidduch, or I'm asking for a job, I'm looking for an employee. I want to know about him. So you have to tell him why you're asking. If not, then you're either Issa of like if neighbor, since he's mechavim for Lashon Hara. And if it's to Ellis, if it's to Ellis, not Lashon Hara. He doesn't know if it's to Ellis. So you have to tell him that the reason why you're asking, because either you want him to get a shidduch, so again, you have to take him as a partner, but again, you want him as an employee. And daima says the Chofetz Chaim, it's daima to Allah and Eskav and Lech of Basa Chazer, and Evelbi has a tlach, because really it's a hetzer, but the guy who's saying the information doesn't know. Therefore, you have to tell him clearly that you're doing it, that you have to tell him why you're asking. It's not that you have this problem of Eskav and Lech of Basa Tlach, of Eskav and Basa Chazer. And you shouldn't tell the Chofetz Chaim heads on, you shouldn't say, listen, if I tell the person I'm calling for a shidduch, his dafka could not want to kill a shidduch. He knows it's a good shidduch for the person you're asking about. So he's a taina that employee. If I'm going to say the emes, he's not going to do the shidduch. If I'm going to say the emes, he's not going to hire a person. So maybe you shouldn't tell him. So it says, do it, you're going to say, it's no heta. You have to tell him the reason why you're asking. And yet, if not, if not, then you're either, since the guy's mechadon, the person's mechadon for Lashon Hara, even though it's not Lashon Hara because he asked for that, but some of the mechadon to say Lashon Hara, so it goes in the cloud of the Gemara as we mentioned. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. There's a new sefer that came out a while ago called Shailos HaTshuvos of Chofetz Chaim. A whole bunch of shailos that came out on the Chofetz Chaim sefer. So he adds on, in Shal Shul Chofetz Chaim, Chedik Beis, Simen Gimel, he says over there, it's Mestav, and it's very, and it's very, it's very Mestav Amar, he says, that if the person doesn't tell you, if the person calls you up, I want to know about this person, he doesn't tell you what it's for, then you, the person who's being called, should ask him, what is your attention, why do you want to know? Because you don't want to be Ivis Lashon Hara, you don't. So you want to know what it should be for Tehillahs. So whenever you come to Vayah, you're mechuyif to tell the Vayah if you have to say Lashon Hara or not. But let's say he adds on, which I'm not sure it applies today, but he adds on that if the Shayel, the one who's calling you up, is a Talmid Chacham, you don't have to ask him why you're calling for. Because if either he's already it's a Lashon Hara. And even if the person is not a Talmid Chacham, but you know that this person is not from Lashon Hara, and also you don't have to ask him, because the son is asking for a shidduch, for a gay job, he's probably asking for two hours. Therefore, there's no issue Lashon Hara. I saw a very interesting thing in Chofetz Chaim and Hilchos Achilles, which I think is the gay to some people. It's the gay to me a number of times, I'm sure it's the gay to many people. Sometimes the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes it comes to ask information, you're afraid to get back to the person. He gets back, someone gets back. So I saw a magic thing in Chofetz Chaim. It's in Hilchos Achilles, Klal Tes, in Ber Marachayim Sifkan Hei. He says something very important, and it's Ridgei a lot. But let's say Reuben is the one that's saying, giving him the information, saying the Lashon, saying the Gei Shidduch. He knows the person who's calling him is the Tevai, that Shimon who's asking him, he's going to tell him, you know, he's such a type person who talks a lot, and he's going to tell back the person, he'll get back to the person. He can't keep his mouth shut. He can't keep quiet about it. And he's going to get back to a person that he'll tell him not to do the shidduch. And he knows he'll go back to the people. Or he knows he's asking a familiar person, he'll know he'll get back to the prospective employee. He'll get back the information they called you, and you're the one that killed it. So the question is, and if you do that, he'll be machlekes. He'll be angry at you, he won't talk to you. So between Reuben and the Baal Dama, there'll be machlekes. So such a Chofetz Chaim. People like that, you don't have to say anything then. You know, it's not kosher, but he says, don't say anything. Why? So in the Sefer, Shalchus Chofetz Chaim, he says, the Svar is kosher. Why? And the Chofetz Chaim doesn't write a reason why. So he writes over there, one second, he says, the Svar is truth. Why? Because Someone's going to get hurt over here. So why should I get hurt? It's better shame on Tassa. If I'm going to get hurt, why should I get hurt? Because of this person sending information. So it's better than I said, it's better. Shame on Tassa. So by me, it's a Chiddush Gadol. The first sometimes if you send like a Shidda, when someone's on my Echav, and you know the information, and you kill the and you know that's going to be the horrible shidduch, the person, the nidin, the bacher talking about a girl, talking about a terrible girl, it's not a shidduch, it'll be some of them recha, still keep shut. If you know it's going to get back, or get mechilas, or get back to the person, don't say anything. Then you assume that he's a... You have to assume that the probably people out don't talk mechilas. Okay?
Rabbi,
well,
you're
going to
get shot.
Not get shot. You're not shot means you're not get killed. If you can get hurt, if the person's a cause of machloikas, because Chaim says, then better don't give information. Say, call somebody else. Yeah, I don't understand, but that's what he writes. That Chavis Chaim says it.
Yeah, but are you mukhli about Lo Tamar Adam Yecha to get hurt too?
Huh? Vice says, Chari, you don't have to. He says, in my mood, Vice says, you don't have to.
It's also his opinion.
Huh?
If it has two different people, two people can have a different opinion.
It's always like that. So when it comes to Shidduchim, when it comes to Shidduchim, you can't say, you have to say the facts. You can't say your opinion. They're not calling for your opinion. Huh? You have to try to be, you have to be honest as possible.
They
ask for your opinion. Huh? Alright, so tell, you have to be honest the best you can. However, let me finish. However, in Shura, in Shaz and Shura's Chavetz Chaim, in Chedekal, Simulam Beis, he brings down, he says, but if you know that when you tell Shimon, he's not going to go back to the original person. He'll tell his wife, he'll tell his children, so that, you know, that's okay. Then as long as they don't get back to the Baldava, then it's okay. Even though Shimon will be over on this Lashon Hara, you're allowed to help your, if someone calls you up for Shidduch, you're allowed to help us. They get a job, and or you're allowed to tell them. Another case. That's case number one. So case number one of the Issa, of the Skaven, of the Issa of Neiva, is one case. Now we'll mention a number of cases. Another case, Negei Arachayim, a very important Shailim. It's in Arachayim, in Simen Shel Chofes. The din is Halacha, the whole Simen Shel Chofes talks about Chelesh Yesh Bei Sakana, and Chelesh Ein Bei Sakana. So Halacha is, by Chelesh Yesh Bei Sakana, the din is, Yimchal Shabbos. Yimchal Shabbos, Chelesh Yesh Bei Sakana. So what would be the Halacha if you have two doctors to go to? You have one that's Shem Shabbos and one's not Shem Shabbos. They're both equal. You have a choice to go to one of these two doctors. One is Shem Shabbos and one. Both are equal. It's one is Shem Shabbos and one's not Shem Shabbos. So who should go to? So if Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in the Shem Shabbos Gechosoy in Perek Lamateis, he writes that you should go to the doctor Shem Shabbos. Why? Because the doctor Shem Shabbos, when he does the melacha on Shabbos to save this person, the chelei yesh b'sakana, he doesn't do mitzvah, shem mitzvah, to save the person's life. However, the rifle who's not from, his kavanah is to make money. He gets paid. He gets paid for it. Even though he's also doing a mitzvah, saving the person's life, but still, this is kavanah b'sa chazer, the harla b'yazer b'sa tzva. So then it's any other. You need a kapara, so he's doing an avera. And also, you could say another reason. The one who's not Shem Shabbos, it could be Shabbos is not Deicha by him. Shabbos Deicha, someone keeps Shabbos. Someone doesn't keep Shabbos, he's Chavos Shem Mamet, maybe it's not Deicha Shabbos. That's the story I want to say. But then this is a Beis HaLevi that says even further. There's a Beis HaLevi, Alatera, and Parsha Shemais, he says, in Parsha Shemais, he says a Chiddush Gadol like this. Pelli says, someone who's parents in, let's say in Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos. And sometimes an oinus happens to him. Then he came in requirement. It's not called oinus. For instance, he says, he gives an example. Someone who's Shri Shabbos. Sometimes a person is honest to do malacha on Shabbos. He's honest to do it. Kuch nefashos, whatever it is. So he says that someone who is Mechal Shabbos, and honest on the Shabbos, will get cleft for it. Why? He says, it's only the halach of Anis is part on Shabbos, it's only Shem Shabbos. But this is Mechal Shabbos. Since he's Mechal Shabbos, even he's not Anis, so when it comes to Blach, he's Anis, he's still called Mechal Shabbos. So again, all these two mitzvahs, not again Shabbos, it's a very stark of us from Beis Halevi. So Mechal, yes, certainly on Shabbos, when it comes to get a doctor, Shem Shabbos and not Shem Shabbos, they're both equal, they're in dinner, you have to take, according to Beis Halevi, you have to take the Shem Shabbos doctor. So according to him, it comes out, if you go to a hospital, if let's say someone has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, two people could drive him to the hospital, a Shem Shabbos or a Mechal Shabbos, and they're both equal. But then, it's so valid you should go with a Shem Shabbos, you shouldn't drive a Mechal Shabbos. Because why? Because Shem Shabbos is not the head of the mitzvah. According to Beis Halevi, he's still to the Mechal Shabbos. However, the Shlom Zalman writes, but let's say if the doctor, not from, is more of a mumcha. He's a better doctor. But let's say one is just a general attorney, it's a regular doctor, and one is a specialist. Specialist, internal, you have a regular general practitioner, internal medicine, and he has his own specialty. So you need someone who's a mumcha in this field, not a general doctor, and the one, the better doctor, is not Shem Shabbos, and it'll be Mechal Shabbos, so Shlom Zalman writes, that still, your mother, you're allowed to, the Chayshish Maskana is allowed to, even though it'll be over, because certainly since Shabbos is Deicha, all the events of Taya, certainly Deicha is Yisrael Stevie, even though the Chayra, the Mechal Shabbos doctor is going to do work on Shabbos, and he's doing Malachi, there's no hector for him, if it does not cook the fashion like we said from Beis Halevi, still, it's Deicha of Neiva. Because why? Because he has saving his Yesh Besakas. So the Geira, the Chayra himself, he's lost the Mechal Shabbos, even though he's Geira, and Mechal Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos.
Well, even when it's not a Mumcha, you're always, I'll be Kuch Nefesh for you, you won't get the favor.
No, but the question is, you're making the doctor Mechal Shabbos being Oiv and Issa.
Right, and that's with the Hebrew for me.
For me, right.
But since I'm a Pekuch Nefesh.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Then it's okay.
Even if it's not a specialist, anytime.
Yeah, but you have a choice. We're saying here, and I have no choice. You have to get the Mechal Shabbos. You have a choice, get the Shem Shabbos. Over here, you have no choice. Let's say I have two specialists that are Shem Shabbos. One Shem Shabbos and not Shem Shabbos. Then you get the special Shem Shabbos also. It's only if you can't get the Shem Shabbos, then you can get the Mechal Shabbos. That you can't do. You probably can't say that. Probably cannot say that. You go to Ara. Moshe Katz is asking a good Shaila. What happens if the Shabbos says, listen, it's Shabbos today. I want to stay home and eat with my family. Go to the other guy. Go to Mechal Shabbos. He could go home. He could drive back and forth. I'll be stuck in the hospital. Which is not pushing. He's stuck in the hospital. But I want to be my family. He can't do that. That's a problem being a doctor. You're knocking at the door at 3 o'clock in the morning, just like a rabbi. It comes sometimes to knock at the door at 3 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos. You're stuck, and that's it.
What is
the service? Huh?
What is
the service? The rabbi is just closer. Huh? Right, yeah. It's Mechuyf. That's what I'm saying. It's Mechuyf.
Why don't we get a slaughter?
So I'm telling you, a Kiddush Gadol from Beis Halevi. There's no such thing. You're not mezakeh.
So that's a different shaila.
Let's say someone. Now's not time to talk about it. Let's say someone who's doctors who are residents. So they give you a choice weekend. So normally, what they do is trade off with a
good.
With a guy. Let's say you can't get a guy, you can trade off for Mechal Shabbos. Not Porsche, big Machal Shabbos, and Moshe and Shalom Zalman. But we're not talking about that now. All right, another Shaila. Third case. Let's say you have to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. And you have a choice. Who to go with? With a Shem Shabbos? You have two nurses. You have to run to the hospital. You should wake up to Shem Shabbos or get a non-Shem Shabbos. So he says, so Shalom Zalman writes again in Perek Mem, and Shem Shabbos Bechazai, you should get the one who's Shem Shabbos. Then Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because the Shem Shabbos is doing the Shem Mitzvah. He knows Shem Mitzvah. Shuch Nefesh is doing Chol Chotai Kula. And also, he won't come back by car. But if you get the Mechal Shabbos, first he's not doing the Shem Mitzvah. He's doing it because your neighbor is not doing the Shem Mitzvah. And secondly, he's going to drive back on Shabbos. He's not going to stay there the rest of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So Mela, it's Asa, you should get Tavke to Shem Shabbos to drive you. But certainly, the halacha is, let's say I can't get a Shem Shabbos. I know there's no Shem Shabbos around to go to the hospital. Then you're allowed to go to Mechal Shabbos, even though he'll drive back, because so like we said before, they allowed to like Choshish when allowed to get someone to Mechal Shabbos for him. And certainly not to worry about this of the Sneiva of this Shabbos is driving you. Another case, the fourth case. So now we're talking by Chaylash Yesh Besakana. What about Chaylash Yesh Besakana? Let's say a Chaylash Yesh Besakana has to see a doctor on Shabbos. And he has a choice. He could see a Shema Shabbos doctor or a Michal Shabbos doctor. So again, it's better the Chaylash Yesh Besakana. If life is not in danger, it's better to go to Shema Shabbos because you shouldn't do Chaylash Shabbos. Because the doctor, from doctor, normally knows what he can do on Shabbos, what he can't do on Shabbos. And also, he should not be mashal the rifle with Michal Shabbos with Chil Shabbos. All for the same reason we mentioned until now. But let's say it's impossible to go to a doctor Shem Shabbos, or the doctor who's not Shem Shabbos is a bigger mumcha, and this mitzvah, then it's mutter to go to him, even though you know the rifle Michal Shabbos will write on Shabbos, what could you do? And it'll turn on the lights, and do malachis, even the Shleid of Tzarech, still you're allowed to go. Now, Shlomo Zalman says a number of reasons. In the Shmir Shabbos and Perek Mem, he brings down three reasons why it's mutter. First of all, the Shach Shita. We mentioned the Shach many times. The Shach says, in your day, Sim Kufnu and Aleph, Sitkan Vav, by Mumet, there's no way to Messiah. And also, you have the Shita, I have Chayit writing, the Chayit Messiah, going by Yisrael Banan. I have a chayit writing this to the Raisa. So he says he can be samech on the Nevi Yehuda. There's a famous Nevi Yehuda. The Ramah says, in Shin Rav, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Ramah says that writing, the Issa of writing on Shabbos is only when you write in Hebrew. When you write any type of Russian, you write Chinese, English, and so on, it's a Melacha D'Rabbanan. Because the Ramah says it. Everyone asks on Ramah. Because Ramah calls him Raisa Ruah. The Be'alach has a whole of Riches, and brings out that all the Shayna are on it. However, there's a Nevi Yehuda that says, and the Halacha quotes this, that the Shas Atchak, you're allowed to be Semech on this Ramah. The Ksiva is only to Rabbanan. Savlaz, why has he called this? Savlaz is this the Rabbanan writing. So Chayla Shemba Sakana, Shemba Sakana has a din like a Shas Atchak. So that's what the guy writes, that the Mechal Shal writes in Shabbos, maybe this is Rabbanan. There's always a Messiah, and it's a Rabbanan.
Writing on computer
today could be the only job on it. Because it's the way I'm told, turn on a computer, could be the right to go on.
That's how they do it today. They don't write
down.
All the doctors use computers.
Not all. Apparently, you go to sophisticated doctors. Some of those doctors do, right?
Most of them are sophisticated. A lot of free people, that is.
Yeah. Yeah, he said Rabban. Right on Shabbos, Rabban.
Rashi
writing. That's also Hebrew. That's the way writing.
But Rabban Eretz Yisrael, when they write in Hebrew, that's more common.
Yeah. All right. The third reason he says that the chayla, when he comes to the doctor, is a kiddush gadol. But this is what the Shlomo Zalman says, that the chayla himself, when he comes to the doctor, you don't know if yesh b'sakana. Let's say you have a stomachache. Stomachache could be a shash sakana. It could be the doctor sending you to the emergency room. Sometimes you think it's ain't b'sakana, and then it comes to see it's yesh b'sakana. So that's the reason he says. And he always myself that if the chayla knows for sure it's a vada chayla shem b'sakana, it's vada. He knows what's going is for zichron ha'sakana. Stomach, you go and say stomachache. It could be sakana, it could be not sakana. It could be something dangerous, something not dangerous. But let's say the person, the Chayim himself knows that I'm going to say it might be strep throat. It's not yesh b'sakana. You have to take medicine once you take medicine, but it's not yesh b'sakana or something else. That I know it's emerson, but I need a doctor to give me some medicine to advise me what to do. And the Reifa is a Mechal Shabbos. The Vadri Yehuda is a Torah. Then he's not, and then it's also a Sifniva. And if the doctor is writing, he can't answer. Tell him, I can't listen to Shabbos today. Sometimes you go to the doctor, say, how much do you weigh? I'm sure you're open by doctors. How much do you weigh? He does that to some of the general information from you. That you have to tell me, you can't answer. It's Shabbos. And you have to go away from that doctor. But if you shouldn't go to him. There's no problem. But let's say if the chayla, if he tells the doctor, but he is on, let's say if he tells the doctor, if the chayla tells the doctor, I don't want you to chal Shabbos. Listen, I'm from, you're Jewish also, I can't allow, you know, the rabbi or the shuchnar says whatever it is, I can't let you write on Shabbos. He tells him, then, and the doctor fights him on. He's still writing, he's still answering, he's doing everything. He doesn't listen. Then he says, Hatei Rosh Yamas. If you can answer this question, Hatei Rosh. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes. That's what he writes in Shmishas Kechosa. In the Michah Shlaima, he says even further. In Chumas Michah Shlaima, Chelekal Simazayan Aizdalid, he says even further. You don't have to say, he says even more. You don't have to worry about the favor. You're allowed to answer him. That's what he goes in further. Because the Issa staff can give him Gufa Issa. But if you don't give him Gufa Issa, just suggest you just carry him to write. You answer questions, you carry him to write. Then we're not worried. Even though it's a psychmesha, we're not chashish fit. The Kiddush
Gadol. So you don't have to tell him that
you can't. Right. He says further. Then right. Right. He says even further. Right. Yeah.
So in other words, if he physically works on you, that's a shaila. But if he doesn't,
okay, it's a... No, I said physically work. I'm just saying, he's going, he's writing down information.
Yeah, but...
So according to this, it says different, he writes more than he says in Shmuel Shabbos Chassid, he says further, that you're allowed to give him general information, even though he's writing on Shabbos. It's a Chiddush Gadol.
Am I
going
to ask him if he's Jewish?
Huh?
Am I going to ask the doctor if he's Jewish?
You go by, you don't... Eshel Vuri Mavurit. That's called Shevshel Vuri Mavarinim. I mean, usually you know if doctor is Jewish or not. That's not Dafka, not true. Guy today, Maskets, I was in the hospital once. I saw the nurse and says on our nameplate, says Goldberg. I say, you Jewish? He says, my father's Jewish. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't cooperate with the doctor, he's trying to manipulate
him.
Control
him. Very likely to be
Goldberg.
You got to use your brains also. Okay? Right, these are cases, Negeya, Neskaven, Ifneiva, Neskaven, the Dav Issa, the Dav Hetta comes up. These are in Ur Chaim. Now we'll give some cases in Yerdea. Yes? Huh? It's probably better than writing it, right? Now I'm calling it, but that's the Jobon, it's not the right stuff. Well, the way doctors write today, I don't know if that's the Sabbath cloud.
No, but in English it's not a Shabbos. In English it's a Durban, it's fine.
Huh?
This is the Durban.
No.
Since it's the Durban and it's English, there's more room to me.
Huh? Yeah. But at least he's not writing extra. But Jeremy is still Mabdu Shum, he's writing more. He's writing, I'm there, and he's writing on his records anyway. All right, you're in there. The Gaya, the Mitzah, Kibra Adayim. Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says, Rafuna Karai Shiroi, Rafuna Torah Habeket, Bifnei Rabba Bray, Lira, to see if your son will get angry or not. He wants to test the son, if he can get angry or not. So Gemara Sakasha, Dilma Rasa, maybe he'll get angry, but your Oivan will see you. So Gemara says, Gemara Chala Yikre, my plan is covered. So Taisa says, what do you do with the Gemara of a Niskaven Lecha Basachazer? So it says, you have to say that the case that the Gemara is talking about, he was a deer before him. I'm testing you out to see if you're angry. Because if not, you should not be like Niskaven Lecha Basachazer, well, be other Basachler. They would say, he still needs Sikha Kapara. So you have to say, he told him before him. If not, he's out of the era.
Then he won't get angry.
Huh?
Then he won't get angry.
Not everybody. Maybe still got it. You're tearing my baguettes. I paid $100 for it. Now you're tearing it. Might get angry still. Right. Another case. The sixth case. Very interesting case. The Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat in Perek Beis brings down interesting Shaila. You know this Meshulach is in town. A certain Meshulach in town. I'm sure everyone can identify with this. You know this Meshulach is in town. And you know for sure he's not honest. Green card, no green card. Whatever, if it's still without a green card, there's nobody's that, but even with a green card, you know for a fact that this person, she lied to the Misraj and so on, you know for sure this guy is a rabbi. You know for sure he's not honest. But, you know rabbi is knocking on the door, or it's a shul, a bunch of people, you're on invitation, whatever it is. So you come to Levi, now listen, I'm giving you now $5, $10, $18, I'm giving you a teretz matana. Why am I doing that? Because I don't be honest, you should be sick of neighbor. I know you're not honest, but I don't invite you. So I'm giving him a matana. I can afford it, I can slide in. I'll give him the $18. So I don't want to be machalistic and error, so I give him Teres Matana. Zot, if Shlem is Amen, it's quarter from Shlem is Amen, that's also why. Still your machalistic, why? Because the Ani who's receiving, the so-called Ani who's receiving, he thinks he trusts him, he's an honest person. So it's like eating the Skavan Basa Chaza, the all of the other Basa Tzla.
But you told him.
Huh? No, you don't tell him. You have a mind.
He's gone
off the Levi. So therefore, according to the Tyson's got to say now, you have to tell it that it's still the end of the favor. But this is all part, now this I'm reading on to Shlomo Zalman. This is part she's talking about, you know for sure he's a rabbi. But let's say not sure. You know, he's telling you a story, you don't know if it's true or not true, it's a suffix. So the question is, can I make it tonight or Levi? Listen, if he's an MSRNA, I want this money to go for Shem Stoker. But let's say it's not true, so I'm giving Shem Matana, it shouldn't be over Nissa. So in such a case, it's no less neither. A writer Dover is from a Rishon Lezion. That Erech HaMakadosh wrote a pirish on Hilchos Tzar called Rishon Lezion. It's printed back at the Vilna Shulchan Aruch. So over there, in Reish Nun Gimel Sefiut, he says like this. Someone was once an usher, and he tells people that I was Yorid Nichsai. I came Yorid, and I need money now. So you have to, it says, you have to give him tzedakah. Even though the chayra, you're not sure if he's saying the truth or not, still as a suffix, you're kind of mitzvah tzedakah. That's what so same thing also. The suffix, then there's no problem. What are these? Someone's asking me a shayla. So I looked it up, I found machlekes apaiskim. Interesting shayla. Let's say, he gave money to a poor person. You thought he's poor. And later on, this buyer, that he's a rabbi. I gave him $100, came out of the door and he gave me a good story. I wrote out a check for $100 and I gave it to him. Later on I found out that he's a rabbi. He's cheating people. He pockets the money. So the question is, can I take it from Meisa money? The $100 I gave, can I take it out from Meisa money or not? Are you allowed to not? Because the Meisa, I don't even get it. And maybe a Meisa, at that time when I gave it, I thought he's running, so I should be able to take it from Meisa money. So I looked around, I found, like everything else, Machloikas HaPaiskim. So Machloikas, the Sefer Yad Melachim, Sefer called Yad Melachim, came out not long ago, so I found him there, this Machloikas. To Reb Chaim Kanevsky, and Reb Nissen Karelis. What was the Shaila? Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, that he yotza. Why? Because since it says in Rosh Hashanah, in Yerdeya, Simulation of Sif Yod, that someone comes to you and says, give me food, I don't have what to eat, ain't Barki Macharov. You don't check out if you see if it's a Rami or not. You just give him to eat. So Mela, since it's when a person comes collecting, normally it's a basic household needs. It's like Mazinus. Mazinus, since you're not Mukhoif to be checked, so he did Kedim, you're Yer Tzedech HaVasai. So the Mechaber, Sevi Yalom says, but let's say someone's coming, I'm collecting for Chachnas's Kala. I'm collecting for Achayla. You know, some other thing he's collecting for. So a kailah, whatever it is, a kailah could be mizaynus. Kailah is not a good example, but for a kailah, if a hanas is kala, they'll come out and then you have to check it's not mizaynus. So then it could be, and you find that Ramai could be according to Chaim Kanevsky, maybe you're not yaitzah then. You didn't give it only for mizaynus, but everything else you have to check. If you didn't check properly, then can't take away my money. But it brings out from Nissen Karelitz that says you're not yaitzah. Even if you're honest, even in Obashas and Sina, there's a rami. That's only a siva not to get an einish, but a mitzvah you are mekayim. And in chuyuf to give, in chuyuf to your mashlim, you can't take it from your mois meister. But Emerson, this is tole in a big machloikas apaiskim. It's a very interesting shayla. Let me finish this. There's a very interesting shayla that I got a number of times, but the daily apaiskim all discussed this. What happens? I bought a pair of tefillin. I paid $1,000 for pair tefillin. I paid $1,000 for pair tefillin. And I had a mumcha, a sefer mumcha in Eretz Yisrael. His good name, Now the other person, not only that, I gave it to my gear afterwards. Usually you have to give it to the buyer. You give it to someone else in the gear to make sure that everything's beside her. Like someone to check over to make sure that everything's done properly. They checked her, and they all said, beautiful pair of film, everything's beautiful. 5 years later, you give your pair of film to check, and you find out it's missing a letter. Missing a letter. So, the Kuliyama didn't come puzzle later on. It was never puzzle to the Tchila. So now I used the film for 5 years. First of all, I heard my bracha l'atola. Second one, kind of missed the tefillin. So the big machlokes ha'poskim. Some say, you didn't do an avera, you didn't get a mitzvah because ma'aseh was puzzle to tefillin. Some say, you kind of mitzvah. Why? Because you, what are you supposed to do? You know, you tell the ma'aseh shoras. You gave it to a good tzayfa, a good ma'akiyah, it's okay. So nachreinim, it's machlokes. So it could be this machlokes we mentioned of Chaim Kaneski with the rabbi, and so on, could be the same achleikas of Stamazai, you're honest, you didn't know he's a rabbi. So a maisa could be it's totally in that machleikas. But let me finish. What? The gets Chayim Shemayim.
Why is Machshavah Tzayvah Kodesh Baruch Hu Metzav for the maisa? Over here you're doing a maisa card. Why shouldn't it be Metzav for the maisa?
That's the whole shayla. The maisa was the kosher tzum. It's a machleikas. You want to see? I'll give you my mekermit. You want? Okay.
Right.
However, let's say if you gave, until now we're talking, if you gave it to the Meshulach himself, let's say I give it to a Gavet Stoker. Let's say I give it to Gavet Stoker, and then it comes out the Gavet Stoker by mistake gave it to a guy, the toys. So what's the halacha then? Am I kind of mitzvah? Can I take off my money or not? So to machlokes again, of Chaim Kaneski and of Mr. Krauss, but the opposite way. According to Chaim Kaneski, he says, you're not here today, Chavasai. Why? Because I gave it to Gavet Stoker, Shlima Shliach, and you do it, wasn't kind of Shlichas. So I'm not here to them. But Mr. Krauss, Tainis, just once you give to Yad Gabay, Yad Gabay is a Yad Aniyam. So I'm not here today, Chavasai.
According to the first sheet, does the Chaim pay him back?
Huh?
Who do it? The Gabay have to give back the money because he was mocked.
He gave it to the wrong place. So that's probably not. The Zalach and Chashimish was probably not. Because he did it honestly.
Right. The case where he had a suffix and he said
that he needed
to give it out.
Can make it
tonight. But even if he gives it out to Matoni, he can
take it off my son. He gave it to Matoni
because he gave it to
Matoni.
Either way, he can take it off
my son.
I gave you a
Matoni
because you're an
Oni. Anytime I give Matoni to an Oni, I can take it off my son. Yeah, but giving him Matoni because maybe he's not Oni. So he gives Stamatona. Maybe he's not Oni. That's the time you're making. So but he can.
How can I give any Meshulah any money, whether he has a green card or not? Because I don't know what his deal is with the Mises. I don't know what his deal is with the card driver.
You have to assume when you give his coin collected from Mises, you have to assume at least, according to some sheeters, they only take 30%, but you have to assume that probably 80% or 90% does not go to the Mises. You have to assume that.
If you had 89%
and you
had with the car driver
today,
then what that number
does to the You're asking me, I'm telling you.
You
take the whole thing, yeah. Well, you're giving him panasa, you're giving the driver panasa, you're giving the old people panasa. That's the way you have to look at it.
Why is that?
I have a lot more to say.
Yeah, but why isn't it when you said Lifnei Aver, the guy, you're pretty sure that he's a fraud, and you gave him the money anyway. Why isn't it Lifnei Aver on your Chaverim that they see you giving it to him and they're going to give
it? No, I'm not discussing that now. Okay, number 7. Another case. Listen, take a second to the end. I have 20 minutes left and I have a lot more to say. Okay? Right. 7th case. Shlema Zalman and Micha Shlema and Chelikal Simulam and Hay. Let's say, if you give food, you give food to someone and you have to give this, and the Mikado, he should be asking if it's kosher or not. Well, I give him fruits, and he doesn't know if the chumas and mice are taken up. And the kabbal is not mocking the person who he's getting it from. So you have to tell him that you took off chumas and mice, or it's kosher. Why? Because if not, It's the same gather. It's kana lecha basachaza. Well, we also tzle. They need tzlicha kapor. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. And the Ram Shik says, kind of the same thing. Ram Shik, our mitzvahs, and mitzvah Reish Lama Gimel Oizbeh says, that if I give something, if someone is moshit, to his chava, something that's not kosher. One yid gives another yid something that's not kosher. And the person who gets it, gives it back. The davar doesn't eat it. And it wasn't das and kabel to eat it. Even though it's das and moshit to be mashal him, he's not over. The Fnaiva, since the Kabbalah didn't, it wasn't over yet. He gave it. He gave it, but it wasn't over yet. However, the Moshit is over, as it's coming, Lecha Basachaza, Lala Beyadai Basatwa. Same inside. Right now, we covered our Chaim and your day cases. Now we'll talk about Ebenezer. Very interesting Shilas in Ebenezer. And then we'll get to the big Shilas in Chosh Mishpat, we have time. The Mecha Shleima, Echel Kal, Shimon Lam Hei, Ois Dalet says, who are then? Let's say your wife is Baila Beer. Baila Beer. So Baila Beer doesn't always say Yichet. But however, she thought her husband left town. Now someone comes to the house. And he happens to know her husband's in town. The wife thought he left town already 2 hours ago. Someone else comes to the house. And he comes to speak to her. He's Miachim to her. But he knows it's Baila Beer. She thinks he left town. So he has to tell her, listen, I just saw your husband. So at this, she shouldn't be in Siyichet. Because if not, she's driving in Siyichet. So it's covering the bus that's left, and things bus that has it. Same inside. Let me finish. Same thing says who I did. Also to get Yichet. That someone comes to Eitel Isha. Even though she knows the Baal's here, and it's put to the Miyachet, she's mechuyev to tell the person who comes in, my husband's in town. Because if not, then the diamond is the same halacha, a basachaze, a basachaze, or a chashim that's basachaze. Same thing he says also, a case where yichid is open head, let's say, a pesach pesuach, the door is open, there's just a rabbin, there's always a yichid, right? But the ayach doesn't know that the door is open, it comes from the side entrance, wherever it is. He doesn't know it's pesach pesuach, it's just a rabbin. Then finish the chuf to tell him the door is open and there's no shayla from yichet. If not, then it's like nasam basachatla. Things basachaza. That's nageya Ebenezer. Now we'll talk about a few interesting cases of chosh mishpat. One case is like this by Isaino. The pisra chayshin in hilchas Isaino in peregiut zivkanal. He calls a shayla like this: if someone the halacha is Isaino, he charged more than 1/6, the din is. It's a mecca toys in your mouth and so on. Let's say I need a chafetz. And I don't have time to go to another store. I know this store is overcharging more than a sixth. It's too far to go away. And I want to buy now. And I'm Michael. Charge me more than a sixth. I'm Michael, Blake Shalom. Store, it's not my battle, this I know. So that's not the piece of chashin. That Mistama, the Meicha, is Iva, because the Meicha knows he's charging more than six. You didn't tell me you're Meicha. So Meila, it's a Skadra, Basa Chazer, Rolobi Yosef, Basa Tzua. Another case. Let's say you know the store doesn't charge, the weights aren't proper. You know, certain stores, you know, it says it's 16 ounces a pound. In certain places, you know, someone told me a story. He went to New York to buy something. I think even Tesco told me a story. And someone went to the store, and he bought it by a dozen or something, and he sent them 10. Was that the case? He sent them 10. So he said, I bought a dozen. Which he says, I hold a dozen, it's 10.
He holds.
Okay. Okay. True story, huh? Yeah. So anyway. So. If someone sells, I know that the weights aren't proper, and the Meicha, and the Meicha, even if the Meicha is a guy, he's not a Meicha. Even if you're a Meicha, it doesn't help. Why? It's begetting the Skavim, because the owner of the store is cheating, and it's a Skavim, the Pasa Chazim, all the other Tzla. Another case, very interesting Shaila. But this is Reim Achloikis. This is Reim Achloikis of Paiskin. What happens? I want to hire a maid. Or an employee. I want to see if the person is a ganef or not. So what I do is I leave out some money here, some money there. Yeah, turn my back and see. Well, less than another case. I said, listen, here's $50. I want you to go buy something in the store. I give him $60. I want to see if, you know, he's going to give me back the extra $10 or not. I want to check him out. I'll allow him to ask the person to see if he's honest or not. Well, let's say you have a shiksa made in the house. Yeah, the shiksa are Jewish, not Jewish. You are in the house. Doesn't make a difference. A guy, yeah, doesn't. Guy is also, guy is worse, because guy is a shaymetz menerach, he says gzela. That's one that's menerach, doesn't make a difference. You know, guy, doesn't make a difference. So I want to find out if that person is honest or not. So I do some things. I want to test amanas to them without them knowing. If they're not magish, if they take the things yourself or not. The din is it's awesome to do that. It's like the Pisra Chayshin and Perek Aleph and Nechus Geneva, Perek Aleph, then the Sifkan Beis. It's awesome to do that. Why? What's to do that? Why? Because you are Mashadam Nechus Geneva. And you are over the Sneva. Why? Because it's covering the Basa Chazer of your place. So it says you are over the Issa of Sneva. And for God for sure is awesome because it's Zionist Menach. However, that's the old, you can't do such things. You take them at face value. You trust them, you don't trust them. But to test them out, you're not allowed to. However, not in agreement to that. Now, the Sefer Mishpat Torah, in Chel Kalf, he brings down, the value you're allowed to do is to say in. He's not going to mask your money. Have jewelry in the house. They have a lot of merchandise in the company. People walk out with it, they steal and so on. You want to make sure you have honest people. You don't want to be robbed left and right and so on. You're not there the whole time to watch them. So he argues on it. And he brings a raya from the Masechta Derech HaTzarabah. Interesting halacha. In Masechta, the story happened. Masechta Derech HaTzarabah. What was the case over there? In Yeshua, it's in Perkei. Masechta Derech HaTzarabah. In Perkei. In Yeshua, it was Mechavada, had a guest. He gave him to eat and drink. He's Mechavada. He gave him Tiyad Melech. He gave him to eat. He wanted to go sleep. His guests wanted to go sleep. So they put him up in his attic. They put him to sleep. What he did is he took away the ladder. See, those times you have to go, right? He took away the ladder. In the middle of the night, there's kind of up there in Aliyah, there's a lot of gold and silver there, whatever faith it is. He took it, the guy put it in a sack, and he goes, middle of the night, can't see. He goes to the opening of where there's supposed to be the ladder. And he falls down and he breaks a bunch of his ribs. So, he broke a bunch of ribs. So you see from over there, that's mutter to test to see if he's a god or not. He was a chashid person. So you see that, okay. Same thing, I found the tshuva in Sviti Esh. In Sviti Esh, Chelegim Asim Samachal Vais Beis. He says the same child test him and allowed to test somebody. So he says two reasons why it's mutter. First of all, every year has a chesed kashrus. Mistami won't sell. His rabbi wants to be betuach. He just wants the extra precaution. There's nothing wrong with doing extra precaution. So maybe he's checking out. There's nothing wrong with that. Secondly, it's not a thing of a mamish. The thing of a mamish, I'm not giving this. He's taking it on his own. He might take. That's not a thing. If it's a suffix, who says it's going to happen? So Mela, he's not. The dina of someone asking a shayla, I would say, allow him to check him out. But you know, like the Mishnah, he's 100% when the knee is 90, someone asked Mishayla, I would say, not like the Pesach HaShem, like the Mishnah that I tell you, that you're allowed to check him out. Nothing wrong with checking him out to see if they've gone over or not.
Does he have to pay his broken bone?
Huh?
Does he have to pay his doctor bill?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not.
Right.
He's going himself. He was going himself. He didn't think he got to build the night and leave. You leave, him, get up in the morning, I'll have the ladder back over there. All right.
What's your plan in that case?
You're putting it out there.
But
he's done it to because it could be he'll do it, won't do it.
He doesn't do it.
But he puts it together in Miskavim.
If the guy didn't steal and he falls down the ladder, is he have to pay for
it? He just asked that question.
No, he asked if the guy did steal, he fell down the ladder.
Yeah.
What if he didn't steal?
So the guy decided to leave middle of the night.
Yeah, I had enough.
Huh?
Why would he hide even if he did steal?
He doesn't, they're not discussing that. This is about the stealing part, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Next, Right, so it comes out, everything we mentioned here in the shir, until now, he's carried on the skaver plus a chazer, with shayach the issa of the iva. If you're going to the issa, you find such a skaver plus a chazer. However, not everyone agrees to that. There's a tshuva in Beis Yitzchak that wants to say a chilek. Beis Yitzchak is chilek aleph simeches. He says, he brings the Gemara Menachos, interesting Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says like this, that someone was a skaven, I heard that someone was tavea, a child was drowning in the ocean, in the yam, and someone put a net out there. So if you put the net out there just to catch fish, and you catch only fish, you chayev, that's stated on Shabbos. If you put a net out there and you catch fish and the person and the child who's drowning. So the machloek, the child is chayv on the fish or not? So the machloek is Rabba and Rabba. Rabba says you potter, and Rabba says you chayv. The Gemara says Rabba says potter. The basa meister, the meister, he saved the child. The child is drowning, kug nefoshes. And Rabba says no, the basa machshavtei. His main kavana wasn't for the child. His main kavana was to catch fish. So he go basa machshavtei. So the Masha according to Rabba says potter. Even if you did a meister to make it. You're not even Eretz Rabbanah, because you saved the person. What do you do with this Kavan of Basa Chazer, the hell of the other Heta? You need Tzirah Kapara. What do you do with that Gemara? What do you do with this Gemara? So Zokta Beis Yitzchak, that there's a Chilek. The Gemara Menachos is talking about the Kavan of Dvaraveya, to catch fish. And so if you did a mitzvah, then it's part of the Gami. So let's say if I didn't do a mitzvah, a Dvaravishus, then you need Tzirah Kapara. So Mechal Tzirah Mitzvah, and Dravishus. And being the writers from Iran, the Iran says in Shabbos of Kavod Ma'av, the Mokim, the Kuro of Nefashers, you're allowed to do Tzeda if you master of Tzidik, since he does the Lachas Mitzvah. And the Chachamim will not worry about what comes to Mitzvah, because like this, he won't be Menei from Kuro of Nefashers. Therefore, when Master is doing for Mitzvah, even if it's Chavim to save him, so maybe though he does Tzeda also, it's okay. With that, he answers the Kasha of an interesting Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi. Interesting Arachayim. Arachayim HaKadosh says, by Yosef HaTzadik, after they buried Yankim Avinu. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Atam Chashatam Laira. You thought when you sold me, you thought bad about me. But what happened then? Everything good came out from it. So Zotach Arachayim HaKadosh, Harez Adayma, Lemeskavim Ashkes Chaver Kais Amovis. I want to give you poison. And by mistake, I gave you wine. I thought the bottle had poison in this. I wanted to kill you. And you have kosyayin, you're not in the tzchayev klum. The paturim after dina shemayim. You're putting from dina shemayim. So the mfoshim all has the kasha, the chumash is a kasha. The chayev is mechavim and basa chaza. All of you have basa tzlai, you need tzicha kapara. However, the tzitzik says, here's different.
Huh?
Yeah, because the hell is a mitzvah. The hell that they're doing right. So maybe they don't need a kapara. It's like a mitzvah b'achar Yosef, therefore they don't need a kapara. And according to this,
in the case of the net, we saved the child.
Because they're a mitzvah. They thought they're doing a mitzvah. The hell is a right, for whatever the reason, spot down. They held they're doing a mitzvah. So by mitzvah, you don't say that you're not mischayev, you don't need kapara then.
By the case of it, when you saved the child, You didn't know you were going to save the child. You thought you were catching fish.
Yeah, but I saved the child in the meantime.
But what's the reason?
So it's a shayla, they go past the ma'aser, past the machshavte. That's the machlekes in the Gemara.
So what do we come out?
Maskonet, it's machlekes in the Gemara. That's all. No maskonet.
But when I need a kapara, I still can get an oinish.
However, what?
I can still get an oinish.
No, if so, the Sittik says the Chiddush, that it's for a mitzvah, you don't even get an Einish, you don't need a kapara. It's only when it's the father's shoes, but not by mitzvah. That's what you're... One second, let me finish. One second. So we're going to get to that in a second. Okay? One second. However, this Chiddush of Beis Yitzchak, many Paiskim don't agree to. We mentioned Shlomo Zalman, like Moshe mentioned. The Shlomo Zalman, the Chavetz Chaim, and Hilchos Lashon Hara. You're talking about a Shiddush, how's someone a Shiddush, but it's not a mitzvah. And so he says, it's got all the cases we mentioned before. We mentioned 12 cases. Some of the cases of Shlomo Zalman, he mentioned for a mitzvah. He's talking about on Chil Shabbos. But the Chal Shabbos, it's not a mitzvah for him. Aye, the Chayis is doing a mitzvah. Teretz is. They don't hold like the Chayim Kodesh, they don't hold like the Beis Yitzchak. The Chametz Chaim, by Shidduch, by Amshik, by Fnei, by giving someone to a case by Chumas and Meisters, all these cases, the Pischa Haishin, all these cases are talking about, some cases are talking about the Bar Mitzvah. And still, he said, it's kind of Yisrael was Earth, you need Kapor. So even though there's a Gemara, says the Potter, Rabbi says, Gemara Menachas, what do you do with the Gemara Menachas, says the Potter? So talking about Yisrael Shabbos, you Potter. But the Maisi is still being a Kapor for Mitzchavan, because he had the wrong intention. What do you do with the Archaim's, the Kasha and the Archaim? It's interesting, Kli Chemda. Kli Chemda, then the Pashas, Vayachi, and something speaks out, the Avinachal, they also, and the Pashas, Vayachi. The din of, they say, he said like this, the din, that you go bust a machshavtoi, or you scavenge with Vavera, that's all talking, ben adam amokam. What it has to do, ben adam amokam, they need a kapara. But there it's so, Vavera, ben adam chavera, think is what you do to your friend. They don't go for it then, only that to tell you it does your asset. So maybe it's such a Sodeh Mechalik, and the Chaim Kodesh is talking with ben adam amokam, or ben adam chavera. So ben adam chavera, you need a kapara. But ben adam amokam, then you don't need a kapara. As the answer will come out to the end, the Maisa, that we all that if you mechavit that the skala basa, you want to do some mutter, and you mechavit some hasa, and something good comes out of it, still, the dina, the sense of Kamal all Paiskim is, you need a kapor. This is the last year on Lefneira. I have a choice what to talk about in the future. After next, first of all, next week there's no shear. I'll be out of town. But the following will be shear. You want to talk about ribbis? We have practical cases in Rivers. I can get a couple of shroom on that. You interested in Rivers? Or choices of the building. Rivers. Everybody did it.
Which one the
no, shoe next Sunday.
When did you do the
Earth? I did it, first
thing. When you see my Yaakov being a guy,